This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This has been, shall we say, a very bad stretch for airlines. Delta canceling all those flights this past weekend, weather, it should be said. The United video, about which we need say no more. But all of that has overshadowed a proposal by the White House to privatize the air traffic control system. Taking air traffic control out of the hands of the FAA has been a priority for the airline industry for a good long while now. But as Marketplace's Adam Allington explains, government agencies that have been around for 60-some-odd years, they don't just go away.
1241 LA Tower, 5 miles in Trailer.
This is the sound of just a few of the 1,500 airplanes taking off and landing out of LAX in Los Angeles every day. As they travel across the country, the planes are guided using land-based radar, just as they've done for over a half century. Speaking at a CEO town hall last week, White House economic advisor Gary Cohn said this is all while other countries have upgraded to modern satellite GPS systems years ago.
Which is kind of insulting that we're the last to do air traffic control, not the first to do air traffic control. A country that has Silicon Valley and all of the technology entrepreneurs that we have, we're playing catch up. That's embarrassing for us.
Cohn says the president supports a push to take air traffic control out of the hands of the Federal Aviation Administration and give it to a nonprofit corporation. It's a move supported by both the airlines and the Air Traffic Controllers Union. Sharon Pinkerton directs policy at Airlines for America, a trade group representing the airline industry.
So when you have labor, industry, the White House, and a bipartisan group of members in Congress, you know, we believe the momentum is definitely on our side.
Pinkerton says flights between cities often follow inefficient zigzagging routes, which adds billions of dollars in fuel costs and travel time.
And this is despite the fact that we've got new planes, new technology. So something's happening with our air traffic control system that's causing that inefficiency.
Pinkerton says a satellite GPS system would allow more flights to fly closer together. And for more than a decade, the FAA has been working on a project called NextGen to do just that.
I'll be the first to acknowledge that we would all like to move faster.
Michael Huerta is the FAA administrator. Speaking at an aviation summit last month, he underscored that the FAA is within a few years of making the switch to GPS, and NextGen has already provided substantial value to the system.
The FAA can demonstrate that it has already delivered more than $2.7 billion in benefits under the NextGen modernization program, and we expect that number to climb to $160 billion by 2030.
Critics of privatization argue that separating air traffic control from the FAA would make it less accountable to the public. Selena Shalad is director of the Alliance for Aviation Across America, a nonprofit advocate for rural airports. Under a private model, she says, any board of directors risks becoming stacked in favor of the big airlines.
So depending on the whims and interests and decisions of that board, they could control everything from investments in particular facilities or infrastructure. They could also decide who pays what into the system.
Shalad says the president's plan to privatize the FAA would cut federal funding to smaller airports, which won't win much support from lawmakers in rural states. Republican Jerry Moran of Kansas is part of a vocal group of senators who oppose a breakup of the FAA. Speaking on the Senate floor, Moran said rural airports create jobs.
In communities across our state, we're able to have manufacturing and service industries that probably otherwise, in the absence of an airport, would have to be located in larger cities in Kansas or elsewhere.
Current FAA funding runs out in September, at which point reauthorization hearings in Congress will surely put privatization back on the runway. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.